This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Joined this week by CJ Klaus and Eric Schwartz of Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also listen back to podcasts online. So many great things, including the opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email with the latest snapshot of what's been happening in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast that available to you. It's complimentary and free at klausfinancial.com. Speaking of things that are complimentary, that first appointment at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary to you. All you got to do to set up that appointment is give them a call, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. Talking this week, as mentioned, with CJ and Eric. CJ, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you, my friend. Hope you had a great Christmas. And joining us as well is Eric Schwartz. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
It's really good to have you back, Eric, and good to have you on as well, CJ. And we are going to be talking strategies this week and some really, really good stuff about planning for retirement. We'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of things, as I mentioned, as we talked this morning, the website, klausfinancial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial, 608-442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because later in the program, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question Week, a chance for you to win a fantastic prize. This week, the folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Olive Garden for the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, oftentimes, just about every time, that question and answer come up during the program. So if you listen closely and you're a fast dialer at the end of the show, you could win that $25 gift card. We'll give you the details again coming up a little bit later. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about strategies when it comes to and hitting that bullseye when it comes to your retirement plan. Before we get rolling on that conversation, let's take a look back to last week's question, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so as always, thank you everyone for listening. Quick congratulations to our winner from last week, which was Jim from Madison. And last week's question was, in 2023, how much can you contribute to your employer retirement plan if you're age 50 or older? Is it a total of $20,000 or $30,000, including the catch-up provision? And the correct answer to that would be $30,000 when we add in the catch-up provision.
Great question. Again, that was last week's. If you missed any part of last week's show, you want to get more information about that catch-up provision and all the great details, it's a fantastic show. Actually, it was a couple of weeks ago. We took off for the holiday. Just check on over at klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A telephone number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So today we're going to be talking about how to hit your bullseye for a retirement plan. And I think you're looking to suggest how much we need to be putting away into our retirement accounts today as we plan for the future, right?
Yeah, so this is a common question that we get as we start providing advice to people as it relates to retirement planning is, okay, I'm young or maybe I'm midway through my working career. And the question is, what is the percentage I should be saving? Because everybody focuses on the dollar amount. Do I need $1 million or $2 million? And the reality is that's a hard thing to kind of put into terms when you're young, right? To think of these large dollar amounts. So instead, we put it in percentages of what you earn. So we love to talk about strategies just to make sure that you're on the right path to achieve your long-term retirement goals. So hence the idea of how to visualize that bullseye and systematically work towards that goal. So ending this year and moving into 2023 is a perfect time to take a look at how much you should be saving. Being that many of our listeners are probably 50 years old or even older, as many of you can attest, retirement that looked like it was quite far away just a few years ago may now perhaps be only 5 or 10 years away. And so the question is, have I done or am I doing what I need to do to, again, hit that bullseye and make sure that I'm on track for a successful retirement? The question many of us struggle with is, how much will you really need in your retirement or investment accounts when you go to retire? And of course, this is a tricky question to answer. Now, I'm going to give you a rule of thumb, but remember what I say about rules of thumb. They are not great when they come to personal application. So be cautious with this rule of thumb I'm about to give to you. We would generally say that most people will need 1% of their pre-retirement income as they enter retirement. Therefore, people will say they can never retire often, or at least afford to retire, because they don't think they have enough saved. And the reality is you don't need all of what you were earning before retirement. It's usually 70 to 80%. Matter of fact, let me give you an example of this so that you understand more specifically what I'm talking about. If your current household income is $100,000 after taxes, that is key. So $100,000 after taxes and after deductions from your paycheck, then you might be looking to create about $70,000 to $80,000 of income after taxes in retirement. So again, if your take-home pay between you and a spouse, let's say, is $100,000, you might need somewhere in the neighborhood of 70-80% of that after taxes in retirement. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Some of that income will likely come from Social Security, or perhaps a pension, or perhaps a spouse that's working part-time in the early years of retirement, or perhaps some rental income if you have rental properties. And then the rest of it would come from your investments. So don't think to yourself, oh my goodness, I need, you know, $70,000 to $80,000 of income from my investments per year. It's typically offset by Social Security, pensions, and other things like that. Now, maybe you didn't start saving early enough, or you're still paying for college or other child-related expenses, but we would suggest that now is the time to change direction and move towards some action steps so that when we throw the dart, we get closer to our intended target.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz of Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Eric with your question. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Let's talk action steps, CJ.
Yeah, so here's some action steps. And actually, as we move towards those action steps, I mentioned to you that I don't love rules of thumb, and here would be one reason why. We talked about that 70 to 80%, but that could be totally different for you if you end up paying off a mortgage or a major debt right before you retire, which I hope you do, by the way. That would be awesome. But if you're paying off a debt or a mortgage that's costing $2,000 a month, that's only your contribution, by the way. Often people go, does that include my employer match or profit sharing? And the answer is no. 10 to 15% of your own money going into a retirement account. And then if you're not able to do that, the next question is, are you at least maximizing what your employer will match? So as an example, as we head into next year here at Kloss Financial, we do what's called a safe harbor matching contribution, which just means 10 to 15% of your own compensation. But if you can at least get what the employer is matching, that would be huge. Here's another thing to know. In 2023, we actually talked about this a couple weeks ago, the contribution limits are now higher. So if you're under the age of 50, you can put in $22,500 as your maximum contribution. And then if you add in the catch-up contribution, which is for people over the age of 50, there's an extra $7,500 that can go in for a total of $30,000 in the year 2023. Now, some of you are thinking, I can't contribute that much. That's fine. Again, focus on the percentages, 10 to 15% of your own pay, and making sure you're taking advantage of all of that match. Now, for IRA accounts, those have also gone up from 22 to 2023. So you can put in $6,500 if you're under the age of 50, or an extra $1,000 if you're over the age of 50 for a total of $7,500. And if you have a non-working spouse, but you're eligible for IRA contributions, you can do a max for yourself and actually a max for your spouse as a spousal IRA contribution. And finally, be thinking about those Roth accounts. So inside of a Roth IRA or even your employer plans of a 401k or 403b, they will often offer you the ability to contribute on a Roth basis or a pre-tax basis. So you should be asking yourself, along with your accountant and financial advisor, what should I be doing year after year? Remember, if you're in the lower ends of the income tax brackets, you might want to consider Roth contributions. If you're in the middle or upper end of the income tax brackets, you might want to consider mostly pre-tax contributions, but you should be talking to your financial advisor about that every year.
CJ,
and
what if,
finally,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No,
gonna,
go ahead. Go ahead, John.
I think we're going to ask about the same thing. What if you have a job and end of the year, the boss says, hey, we're doing a raise next year. What should you be thinking there?
Well, that's huge, right? Yeah. I mean, so the number one thing that I hear from people is, I can't afford to do this, or I can't afford to get the employer match. And two things stick out to me when I hear that. Number one, well, you can afford to put in like 7.5% of your pay into FICA, which is Social Security and Medicare. And of course, people go, well, yeah, that's because it's not a choice. And I go, interesting, right? So you can afford to do that because it's forced upon you. You need to find a way, like behaviorally, to kind of force yourself to do the retirement contributions as well. And then to your point, Sean, hey, a lot of employers are offering significant cost of living adjustments. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're not at an employer that's doing that, that doesn't mean they're a bad employer. I feel for you because things have gotten more expensive, but many of you on the line are getting cost of living adjustments. My comment would be, you won't even feel it. As you flip into the new year, take a portion of that, a good portion of that, and just increase your retirement contributions.
Really great guidance and advice this week from retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Talking with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with Eric, CJ, and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Again, great links, podcast link. You can learn more about their locations and, of course, a little bit more about the team at Kloss Financial and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that available at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking about some action steps you need to be taking right now, we're talking about shoring up retirement and other accounts. And Eric, what about bank savings, checking accounts, CDs, other type of cash accounts? What should we be thinking of there?
Yeah, so we've been talking this morning a lot about kind of using the end of the year to take stock of everything. And the end of the year is also a really good time to be looking at what you have in your cash reserves. So we obviously want people to have an emergency fund on hand. But one thing you want to be really careful of is not to leave too much sitting in cash. Hmm. So we've seen this pretty clearly this year. The cost of goods and services go up every year. Usually it's about 3%, but I think this year we're closer to 7 or 8 at this point. And over a long period of time, your cash is not going to be able to keep up with inflation. So you want to make sure that you're only keeping in cash what you need for short-term reserves. And then looking at potentially investing some of the excess. But for the funds that you do keep in cash, make sure that your savings accounts are paying a competitive rate. So we're seeing this a lot with clients right now. As interest rates rise, for the first time in quite a while, you can actually get some decent interest on your cash accounts. But you might actually have to look outside of your existing bank to find those things. So whether that's an online bank or just a different bank in the community, there are banks out there that are paying some decent interest on CDs or money markets or whatever it might be. So good opportunity to kind of slow down and take a look at that.
And it can pay to do a little bit of legwork and some exploring too. I know it's varied as you look around at some of those rates. Really important stuff this morning, talking with Eric and CJ, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. 608-442-5637. That's their telephone number right here in Madison, and the website klossfinancial.com. So Eric, then how should we be looking at our debt as we plan for retirement, and how does that affect our savings and retirement plans?
That's a great question, and I think this is probably one of the simplest but most powerful things people can do as they prepare for retirement. You know, elimination of debt there's a million things that are demanding our dollars and our earnings, but eliminating debt is pretty much one of the, well, like I said, most powerful things you can do as you're getting ready to retire. And we understand that it's difficult. There's a lot of things out there. You know, helping kids with college, updating your home, taking a vacation, a lot of things demanding dollars, but eliminating debt has a direct impact on the amount of savings you need to have for retirement. So CJ was touching on this earlier, you know, figuring out exactly how much you need on a monthly basis in retirement, while eliminating debt is going to directly reduce that amount. Listeners have probably heard talk of what is called, I guess, America's looming retirement crisis. But really what that's describing is the retirement income shortfall facing the baby boomer generation, who are, you know, either retired now or retiring soon. Just to put a little finer point on that, let's look at just some statistics on this. So the average baby boomer is entering retirement and has a mortgage of almost $200,000. So I think the exact figure is about $191,000. They hold an average of $25,812 in what we would call consumer debt. So think student loans, auto loans, credit card, kind of anything outside of your mortgage. And surprisingly, during the pandemic, when most households actually reduced the amount of debt they held, the average debt for baby boomers rose. So you can imagine we have this really large generation moving towards retirement, but facing this big retirement income shortfall. So not to be too doom and gloom, let's talk about some action steps for kind of preparing and making sure you don't end up in this position. So the next action step would be eliminating or bringing debt levels down as soon as feasibly possible. So the first one that we would want folks to look at eliminating would be credit card debt. Credit card rates tend to be much higher than other forms of consumer debt, and they tend to move with interest rates. So interest rates have been rising. People are starting to see some interest being paid on their deposit accounts. But that also means that your interest rates on your loans are potentially increasing if they're indexed to that. So as rates go higher on those credit cards, whatever payment people may be making is not going quite as far. So slow down, take a look at what those rates are, and really focus on eliminating credit card debt, because it tends to be the most expensive.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Action step number three, Eric, what do we got there?
Yeah, I think most folks will sound like the least fun, but tracking your spending and creating a budget. So in helping clients plan for retirement, CJ and I think one of the toughest things that we need to figure out on the front end is how much money do you spend? Where does your money go, and how much of it are you going to need in retirement? So this can be as traditional as, you know, pen and paper and just kind of writing down, you know, what's coming in and what's going out and where it's going. Or you can get a little bit more, we'll say, complicated with it, but you can use, there's a million different budgeting apps out there that kind of help you automate some of this and hopefully take a little bit less time out of your day. The other cool thing is they can generally, you know, show you a report of where your money's going and kind of help you stay up to date on that. So just a couple examples if folks want to check them out. Pocket Guard is a popular one. Mint is one that I see a lot of clients using. YNAB, which stands for You Need a Budget. Mm-hmm. That's another popular one. The other thing to think about is you can sometimes have your budget sort of tied in with your investment. So Personal Capital is another example of an app that you can track both your wealth or your investments, as well as your spending and your debts. So I think the key here is starting retirement with little or maybe even no debt is a really powerful position to be in. And with fewer debt payments going out, that's just less dollars that you need to take from your investments to maintain your lifestyle.
Great guidance. Really good advice there, and great apps and some really useful tools there from Eric Schwartz. Of course, joined by Eric and CJ, our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. As we're talking about paying off debt this morning, I think most of us are nodding, saying, yes, paying off debt is good. There is one type of debt, though, that for some reason, there's a lot of debate or discussion about it. We'll get the details on the M word, mortgage. We'll find out from CJ about that. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. Sit tight for that. We are getting some great information about hitting your retirement bullseye and some great action steps to be taking. And it brings us to, strangely, I think for, dare I say it, as a controversial thing, paying off your mortgage before retirement. Good idea, CJ, or what do we need to know there? Oh, CJ, we got you. We lose you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Perfect.
Sorry about that.
So no, it's
sorry
all good.
yeah, it's to your point, Sean, for whatever reason, it seems to be a controversial topic. Eric and I don't really know why. let me give an example of why. So some people will say, hey, I received an inheritance of $50,000. Should I, number one, pay off my mortgage that has a $50,000 remaining balance that costs me $2,000 a month or $1,500 a month, whatever the number is? Or should I put that $50,000 into an investment account, especially since the market is down right now? And Eric and I will, without hesitation, say, pay off the debt. And here's the math. Here's the simple math. If it's costing you $1,500 a month for that mortgage, that is a huge cash flow savings as compared to putting the $50,000 into an account. Even if the $50,000 became $75,000, you got a 50% return in a very short period of time, 75 grand is not going to generate $1,500 a month for a long period of time. So long story short, debt steals your cash flow and it reduces your joy. And finally, it can also make things less predictable for you because if you ever lose an income source, it creates additional stress because of the outgoing cash flow. Long story short, oh, and by the way, standard deductions have doubled. Therefore, the interest deduction on your mortgage rarely gets used. I think it's something like 15% of Americans even claim their itemized deductions. Most people are using a standard deduction. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Others are going, scratching your head going, what the heck is he talking about? Long story short, your interest on your mortgage is not as big of a deduction item as it used to be. Therefore, that whole kind of discussion is a little bit mute for most people. But with that being said, we would suggest you consider trying to pay off your mortgage prior to retirement. It'll just make life quite a bit easier. So there you go. There were four action items. It was review your 401k and savings accounts. It was eliminate or bring down your debt levels across the board. Number three was track your spending by creating a budget. And number four, plan to pay off that mortgage if possible before retirement.
Is there a fifth little bonus item there, CJ?
Yes. Yeah. So action step number five. I wasn't sure if you're going to give me time for this, Sean.
CJ, I can tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Understand what your retirement savings goals are. So said another way, have a plan. Mm-hmm. Because there's this old proverb that says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Meaning you may get to the end of the line, wherever that end of the line is, and not like where you are because you never really had a goal in the first place. So make sure that you know what road you want to be on and that when you get to the end of whatever working or life, that you are happy with the outcome.
Vital information. Really good stuff this week. If you missed any part of today's program, don't forget you can always listen back at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Just click on the up on the banner on top. It says podcast. Listen back to this show, any previous shows. Also sign up and subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Klaas Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Assuming you have enough income, how much can you contribute to a traditional IRA in 2023? If you are over 50 years old? Is it $2,500 or $7,500? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Olive Garden. Don't forget that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great talking with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day and have a happy new year.
Thanks, Sean.
Good.
And send that along to Malia as well. News comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.